this world has been connected. And now darkness within darkness awaits you.
In the end, every heart returns to the darkness whence it came.
Name is Answer. I reach for the darkness. One who knows nothing can understand.
The Answer Report Podcast. This is episode number 15 of the longest running Kingdom Hearts podcast in the world. My name is Mike, and with me, as always, is my brother Jason. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Jason here. How's it going, everybody?
So here's the thing. We got a bit of housekeeping to do before we dive into all this crazy dark road news. Here it is. Every so often, I get some sort of comment somewhere, whether it's on Twitter or on YouTube or even in the Discord, saying something along the lines of, man, I really have a hard time keeping Mike and Jason apart. And I don't really understand because, for one, I introduced us at the beginning of the episode, right?
Jason here. Yeah, you say it every single time.
I typically start a segment of the podcast with Jason.
And I'm like, yo.
I'm not saying my own name. I'm not a Pokemon. Okay. I'm not like Mike. No, I'm saying Jason. And three, although we are brothers and I can see there's a certain tone of voice that's similar, we don't really sound that much alike, guys.
And then like when I'm in studio and that's why I'm sounding extra crispy right now.
Yeah, he's sounding a little
this
better.
Is Jason,
today.
By the way. When I'm not in studio, it's a clear difference. I don't know,
dude. It is. So,
y'all got to be trolling together,
here's the thing.
Dude.
We want you guys to know who we are. We want you to know who each of us are. Is.
Who we is.
Who we is. Who we be. And so, for the rest of this podcast, Mike here, by the way, before we speak, we are going to announce which one it is that is speaking. Mike here, does that make sense? I guess I don't have to do it if I was the last one who spoke, right?
Jason here, I don't know, because it can be kind of hard, I guess, if you think the same voice is the same.
Mike here. As long as we do it properly, then there should be no confusion, because that means no one is going to talk without saying their name first. So if I just continue to talk, I shouldn't have to say Mike here in the middle of me talking, right?
Jason here, I feel like that's right.
Okay.
I feel like that's correct.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Mike here, cool.
Please, for the love of... Jason here. Please, for the love of God.
Mike here.
Don't mix us up.
See, that was confusing, because I said Mike here, and then you spoke.
Yeah, that's true. Don't cut me off. Jason here, don't fucking cut me off, dude.
Mike here, Jason. We have some big news this week on the Dark Road front. Which means we have to listen to this song.
Brand new phone game, Mr. Nomura. Download BlueStacks and grind on your computer. Make some new friends, they all have big keys. They'll all be dead by the time we reach chapter 3. Dark Road.
me home to the place where I belong. Scarlet Coyote, Zeno Mama, take me home, dark road.
Jason and I didn't actually listen to a song. So was it Take Me Home, Dark Roads, or was it Dark Roads on the Way? I don't know which song. I haven't decided yet. Dark Road has a release date, Jason, of August 26th, later this month. August 26th. It's in 2 weeks from this episode airing. That's pretty nuts, right?
Jason here. Yeah, that's actually pretty crazy. I didn't believe it was actually real. I mean, we saw footage. Like some leaked ass footage or whatever from like the 20th event or whatever, like they had shown some shit, but like it just didn't feel real. And the fact that it was, you know, supposed to come out this month and we just kept not hearing anything. We're getting well into the first week and we're not hearing anything. It was getting a bit scary. But yeah, it's actually here, and I want to say it from the screenshots, it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty crispy, and I don't know how I feel about like Ericus though. He kind of looks like Jack Black to me. I don't know why.
Mike here, old man Ericus, does look a bit like Jack Black. The interesting thing is the screenshots they showed with the announcement are of BBS era Kingdom Hearts. Because you have old man Xehanort, old man Ericus, you have Vanitas for the first time, I think, in this art style, and then Ventus. So it's interesting. It looks like Dark Road is not just going to dive into how he became the bald man, but after he became the bald man as well. And then interestingly enough, at the 20th anniversary recap video was finally posted as well. And that's where this news came from. I didn't mention that at the top. But at the end, it shows our blue-robed figure who took young baby Xehanort in, or baby Zay, as I call him. And they say something, there's so much... Ah, shit, I don't remember the quote. It's like, there's much to be told, or something like that. Basically, they're going to tell us something, okay? But they're holding little baby Xehanort on Destiny Island.
They say, yeah, like, perhaps it's time...
I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, sorry, Jason here. They said something like, yeah, perhaps it's time I tell you. Like, kind of like, oh... Maybe I'll tell you everything now, right?
Right, one
Even
of those things,
kind of
Mike here.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I said Mike here.
Oh, at the end, okay. Jason here. Yeah, I like how Vanitas's head is just big as fuck. His body is super small. I think it looks really funny, but kind of in an endearing way. Like, I don't think it looks stupid. But I just can't. Dude, like, I feel like Ericus is just going to start playing some Tenacious D. Like, I don't know. He might pull a skadoosh on Xehanort.
Mike here, I think he could, in fact, skadoosh Xehanort.
Wait, do I have to say, Jason here, do I have to say Jason here before I laugh?
No. Mike here, you do not. You do not have to. Laughing is just inherent. If you don't know which one of us is laughing, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the idea of that. But not knowing which one's speaking, I don't know. I feel like maybe, you know, not to put the blame on you guys, but maybe you're enjoying this podcast a little too passively. Maybe you need to get into it a little more. Hang on every word we're saying, you know. But yeah, Dark Road is coming out soon. And I am here to announce, Jason, two things. Two big announcements. One... very related to Dark Road. One, not really that related to
Dark
Road.
Okay, wait a second. Jason here, I need to say something I just thought of.
Okay.
You motherfuckers don't know which one of us is which, but if I gave you side-by-side audio, no visual, between Roxas's voice and Ventus's voice, both voiced by the same person, you guys could tell me who it is. Which is which?
True.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely Roxas. That's definitely Ventus. What is wrong with you people, dude? What is this double standard? This is ridiculous. I have to say Jason here every time I talk from now on.
Mike here, we are not as into feet as Jesse McCartney is. I just want to point that out. Only slightly into feet No foot fetish Fridays from us. Mike here. I didn't have to do it, but I felt the need to because, I'm going to preface that I'm making an announcement here. First announcement, not Dark Road related. August 21st, Sunday, August 21st at 4 p.m. EST on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros, there will be a special event. What kind of special event, you ask? Well, I sat around in June and July watching these video game companies like Square Enix, like Xbox, like PlayStation, put on these showcases. And I said, these suck. I can do better. I said, PC Gamer or whatever that one was, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. I can do better than that.
Jason here, that shit made me want to throw up.
Mike here, it was terrible. Sunday, the 21st, premiering on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros at 4 p.m. EST, will be the State of Super Spaghetti Bros. Direct Showcase, where we will be showcasing what we are going to be up to for the next foreseeable future. It's a pre-taped event, let me say this. It's pre-taped, but Jason and I will be there in the chat talking to you guys, answering questions, almost like a YouTube premiere, but I don't want to premiere it on YouTube because then I have to be on YouTube. But yeah, you do not want to miss that. It is going to be a big deal. It's going to be fun. If you're saying, well, Mike, why? Don't question it. Just show up and have fun, okay? It's going to be a good time.
Jason here. I have seen a vast majority of it, the direct, and it's a banger. You don't want to miss it. If you like the type of shit we do in the live podcast and stuff, then you'll like the show.
Mike here. There will be some big announcements, really big announcements on stuff that we are either going to be streaming or doing or podcasting, or, you know, there'll be some special guests even on this State of Spaghetti Direct Showcase. And so I urge you to tune in. It's going to be a hell of an event. And I know normally when they announce these kind of things, they go, this is going to be 22.5 minutes long. I don't have that yet for you. I don't know how long it's going to be, but it's a good chunk. It's if I had to guesstimate, it's probably a solid half hour of content and announcements and trailers and things. So I hope you will please look forward to that.
Nomura here. I hope you will look forward to this.
Nomura here laughs. The second announcement, and I haven't even run this by Jason. It's Mike here, by the way.
Oh, shit.
Mike here, by the way. I haven't even run this by Jason. On the 26th, the day of Dark Road's release, Jason and I will go live on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBros to play whatever the fuck is Dark Road is. Now, this is a gamble because we have no idea when this is releasing. Like, time-wise, we don't know. But we are going to go live at some point on Friday, and we will be playing Dark Road live.
Live.
So I hope you will please look forward to that. Those are my two announcements. Kind of big deal. Kind of feeling like King of Shit Mountain right now, Jason. I'm kind of a big deal. You know, first I got famous on Twitter. Then I became the king of the Kingdom Hearts 3 randomizer.
Jason here, true. He is a world champion.
Mike here, now I'm going to be the king of the showcase world and of Dark Road, and you still don't fucking know which person's speaking.
Ain't no way. Jason here, by the way.
Here's the thing. I'm not picky. I want to be very clear because some... Mike here, by the way. Let me be clear. Obama here. Let me be clear. Sometimes we say things and people go, they are specifically talking about me right now, and I'm sad. I want to tell you, if you think we're specifically talking about you, the answer is we're not, because so many of you have done this. So yes, I guess we're specifically talking about you, but not just you. We're talking about a collective of you that are like, I still don't know the difference between Mike and Jason. People that have been listening for over 150 episodes.
Allegedly.
Still don't know the difference between our voice. So, yeah, you know, I'm making a big deal out of this. I am. But that's okay. So anyway, Jason, We watched the 20th anniversary video recap.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think of it?
Jason here, by the way. It was,
I like that it, Mike here, by the way. I like that it's become not just Mike here or Jason here. By the way.
By the way, this is Jason. Just want to make that
one
clear.
Of us. It's one of us, by the way.
Dude, I really liked it. One thing that was a little bit weird with the editing is they didn't really show Nomura in it much. Like,
yeah, Mike here, by the way. Where's Nomura?
Jason here, I don't know, because he's like a disembodied voice when he's like answering questions and stuff. And at one point I thought maybe it was like a pre-recording or something when the girl's like reading a script in front of herself and she's like, we have something, don't we, Mr. Nomura? And it's like this ultimate Giga Chad like voice of God.
Hello.
Like,
yes, let's take a look at the upcoming trailer.
And you're like, oh my God. But I really liked it. It was very cute and very high quality. Everything looked like it had been like prepared for a really long time. Like a lot of love was put into it. And it was impressive. And
I wish it was like a live stream we could have watched or something. Even if it was like something we had no idea what they were saying, it just would have been kind of cool. I don't know.
Mike here, that is true. It would have been nice to see it as a live stream or in the moment. Because this happened back in April, and it's August now.
Mm-hmm.
The Nomura thing's weird to me. I wonder if he just, like... Wait. Yeah, you don't see him on stage at all. I wonder if he just, like, looked disheveled. And they were like, yeah, we're not putting this guy on the video. Because it seems very strange for the creator of the whole series to not be on camera. So if there's any of you out there listening that attended this event, I know there's, you know, a few people that were able to. Let us know. What was the deal with Nomura not being on camera? Because he's a Chad. He should be on the camera. But he was not. Like you said, Jason, I'm just going to echo your sentiments here. Great video. Made me feel really nostalgic when they went through the games mm-hmm. and the dates they came out.
Mm-hmm.
Made me realize that in the 2009-2010 era, they were pumping out content.
Yeah.
They were just like, Recoded, 358, BBS, DDD. They just pumped it out, and then we had that gap for a little bit where we just got Union Cross. But it was just interesting to see that, and the music was beautiful and arranged incredibly. It was good to see Goddess Yoko Shimomura talk her experience with the games and such, and a very cool thing. It would have been cool to see it live, but I'm glad they released the recap video.
Yeah.
And they're being pretty smart about stuff because they kind of said, okay, we still got to tell people when Dark Road's coming out. We're going to tack this little bit on the end, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's smart because, you're going to make people watch the video that way because if they're interested in Dark Road, if they weren't, I mean, people that are interested in Dark Road were probably going to watch it anyway. But I don't know, it creates a little bit more hype around the video that it's not just announcing the things we've already seen
mm-hmm.
because they released the trailer right when the event happened. You know what I mean?
Well, because, I'm sorry, Jason here. I anyone who's watching the 20th anniversary is somebody who's going to probably either play Dark Road or watch, like, a demo video on Dark Road. You know what I mean? So, like, it is good. Overlap. You don't really need to do extra marketing for Dark Road because it doesn't really feel like it's something that's going to be monetized really. So like, and I'm like what we said before, it honestly seems like they probably feel like it's a failure or just like, hey, either A, a failure, or B, something that is not really worth putting a lot of money into. You don't really need to have more marketing. There's going to be enough hype from the community from something like this. Oh, there's the 20th anniversary, and then you're adding in the Dark Road release date. It's going to be more than enough marketing. Like, anyone who's going to care about Dark Road is just going to know about Dark Road, right? Like,
right.
You're not going to really get new fans from Dark Road. like, anyone in like, 10 years of the 30th anniversary, ain't no way anyone's saying, oh, yeah, my first Kingdom Hearts game was Dark Road.
Yeah, like, that would be wild.
There's no way. Like, even, so, like, Melody of Memory, okay, yeah, that's legit, right? Union Cross, that's legit. Anyone who says Dark Road was their first Cage game. There is no way. They're lying, dude. They're lying for clout. They played a different game first. There's just no way.
We're excited. Mike here, by the way. We're excited for Dark Road. Like I said, we're going to be playing it when it drops, hopefully. Hopefully it doesn't drop at, like, because what would be, I mean, I actually.
Oh, no.
because we have plans to play D&D that Saturday in person for once.
Mm-hmm.
I have Friday and Saturday off.
Mm.
So that's nice. So if it is like some weird time, you know, even if Jason can't because he's got to work, at least I can hop on. But the hope is that it releases that we're just going to be sitting there streaming, hoping it releases. Please release Dark Road. Please. So that's the hope, but we'll see what happens. The hope and the cope. It's going to be a good time, I think. It's such a mystery. That's what I'm mostly excited about is we have no idea what this is going to look like, we know what it's going to look like, but we don't know what it's going to be as far as mechanics and everything like that. Like, we just don't know. There's so many new characters we haven't been introduced to yet that we've seen in trailers and such. I guess not so many, but a couple. And, you know, we know that Arrakis and Xehanort are going to face off at some point. There's just a lot to it that is unknown, and that's what I'm really excited for. I think it's going to be very cool and very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And by fun, I mean, I don't know that the gameplay is going to be fun or that it's going to be a groundbreaking game or anything. It's going to be fun to see how they handled things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously, we're going to talk about that more once we know. But and then maybe hopefully we'll get some news on Missing Link soon, because I really like to figure out what's going on there with that.
Jason here. I have a menacing vibration that it's like, obviously they said, hey, we're gonna do this thing, it's all gonna drop at once. But is it really?
Right.
But is it really? Like, I don't think that they would say that they were going to have it all be a completed story or whatever and then not drop a sizable amount. But, like, if you were to tell me, hey, maybe there's some finale or something that they didn't include, I wouldn't even be surprised. Especially because that's just exactly what they did with Union Cross for literally years.
So here's the thing.
So I don't know.
I get the menacing reverberations you're getting. I understand that. However,
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm sorry, this is Mike. Mike here. The one of the two people that talk. And the different voice from you who just spoke. So, Mike, they are less than 20 days away from this releasing. And the tagline at the end of the anniversary recap video says, August 26, 2022, experience the long-awaited finale for free.
Mm.
So, to me, if they had any doubt in their mind that that's what it was going to be, they would not put it like that.
I don't know.
Wait, who are you?
Jason here, by the way. I don't know. One thing I just want to say, every single time we said Jason here or Mike here, obviously this is Jason here, obviously, it made me think of the scene in Elf when it's like, Buddy's dad and the two like writers who are trying to pitch like children's books, and they're on the phone with Peter Dinklage's character, and one of the guys is like, Steven here, I just want to say I just love your work with just so comprehensive and woke, like
Yeah,
I don't know. It just made me think
Mike
of that
here,
scene.
Mike here, by the way, it does kind of have like a Zoom call kind of vibe to it, right? Like a company Zoom call.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like I watched, Tara and I have been getting into like documentaries. She had a Monday off for once, so we spent the whole day together and we watched a couple documentaries. And one we watched was the Woodstock 99 train wreck one, which was appalling. Mm. It's a good documentary, but what happened there is appalling. And then another one, we watched the Fyre Festival one, which I'd seen before, but there's a point at the end where, like, because Fyre was like an app that this guy was creating to book talent. So like the idea of it was feasibly, like, we'll use Ja Rule as an example because he was part owner of the company. But the idea was, if you wanted to book Ja Rule for your birthday party or other artists, you could go on there, and instead of having to get a hold of like people's managers and stuff, you could book through this app if you had enough money, feasibly, right?
Right, right.
So that was the idea behind the app. But then to promote the app, they came up with Fyre Festival, which ended up being a disaster, right? So that's the idea behind it.
Huh.
So their Fyre Festival happened and it sucked, and they're, the people that work at Fyre are trying to, like, some of them are trying to, like, salvage it. Like, what can we do to, like, save face, blah, blah, blah. And they're, like, it's like a Zoom call they recorded. And everybody, like, in the Zoom call is like, hey, Bill here, like, when they talk, except Ja Rule, who's like, come on, motherfuckers, you know, like, we can do this. It ain't gonna be that. Like, it's the amount of people that, like, didn't hold themselves accountable for how terrible that was is insane. Anyway.
Wow.
That's what it made me think of, is the Zoom call when you started talking about that. It's like,
yeah.
Hey, Steve here, wondering if maybe we could get a little more time on this project. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike here again. Dark Road coming out August 26th. Come join us on twitch.tv to hang out. Also, don't miss the State of Spaghetti Direct Showcase.
Yes.
On August 21st, a few 5 days before that. We got an action-packed year coming up, and we're excited to share it with you, and we're excited for Dark Road. Anyway, Jason, Mike here, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we are going to do the question of the week. That's kind of a truncated version of that.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And this week's question of the week was, I forgot, it's one you came up with.
Yep.
About how,
yep,
what people say, what things, Kingdom Hearts things do you say?
Do you have to say every time? Oh, Jason here, by the way. Yeah, what are lines from the game that every single time you hear them, you have to say them, or that you just say in your everyday life?
Love it. We'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Richard Epcar. Welcome to the Ansem Report podcast. Come to the darkness.
Welcome back to the Ansem Report podcast. Mike here, and we are going to dive, Jason, into the
question of the week.
Oh, yeah.
That was Afroroxus there with that singer.
Jason here, I thought Mike might have had a stroke. Or maybe it was, like, how he worded what he was saying, that he was like, don't know if I like how I worded that. Because you're like, we're going to dive Jason into, or like,
yeah,
like, I'm going to dive here, into something.
Mike, your full disclosure, I have no idea what I said. This week's question of the week is from Jason. What is a quote that you either A, use in everyday life, or B, have to say it every time you hear it when you play the game? For example, every time Dark Riku says, I'm unstoppable! Physically, I can't stop myself from saying it. First up is Gavin Dodson, which, before I read his, congratulations to Gavin on the finale of Kingdom Hearts 1 of the Dark Road to Kingdom Hearts, where on his podcast, the Overleveled Podcast, where him and Dash is playing for the first time, and they're kind of breaking it down. Mm-hmm. And it's a very good podcast. You guys should go check it out. I know how Kingdom Hearts fans love when people experience Kingdom Hearts for the first time, and so it's really good. Gavin here, you're stupid. Which is a good one.
Yeah.
Zach McJez says, anytime Billy Zane opens his mouth to say a battle quote, come Guardian.
True.
True.
That's good.
Nesquik 502 says, in everyday life, I have to say two, like Axel, and I always find myself saying, that's not true. those are both quotes that I say all the time as well. The Axel, that's not true, really gets me.
I was watching Nesquik's stream the other day, and he literally just, like, said that in passing to one of his friends. Like, they were playing Halo, and he's, that's not true.
StuCat says, got it memorized, and who else will I have ice cream with while crying? Phil Games says, no thank you. From after they fall off the mountain in Arendelle the second time, it's very applicable to real-world situations. I wish we could have said no thank you to going up and down the mountain that many times.
True. Yeah.
Cheery Theoden says, ditto on Nesquik's answer. I use axles two in everyday life a lot. Often of rotation with the way Dennis says two wars and Always Sunny. I never watched that show. As far as during playthroughs of the series, I often tell mobs that they'll pay for this. Or, as I should say it, they'll pay for this. A la Mickey, whenever Goofy dies to some dub shit. After listening to the episode, I've heard that the Keyblade can open all sorts of locks. Smilers is my go-to pickup line. Wow. Okay. Oblivion says, I don't know if this counts, but considering I have a tattoo that says, I'm always with you, I think that's technically everyday life.
I'm always with you.
Otherwise, I often say, shut up, the way Roxas does when Riku asks him why he can wield the Keyblade.
That's a goated moment.
It is. Shut up.
Shut up.
Rin Verk says, in real life, I'm on the two bandwagon. That also usually triggers a dual wield.
Not from the game, but still. It still counts.
As for in the game, thinking of you wherever you are. Anytime I see that clip or playthrough, I have a burning desire to say it. Kyrie's bro says, get up on the Hydra's back! Is stuck in my head on an endless loop. I wake up in cold sweats, whispering into the darkness, get up on the Hydra's back. But there's no Hydra to climb on his back, so I drift back into restless sleep. Mop 13 says, A, I've been having these weird thoughts lately. And B, I always have to say, Kyrie's inside me?
Yeah. That's one of those ones where, like, if your friend sees it who doesn't know about Kingdom Hearts out of context, you're like, okay, look.
Wait, hold on. It's not as bad as it sounds. Alks says, I'm so flattered because it's funny.
Mm-mm.
And any of Sora's battle quotes, LMAO, not True. Just whenever I'm playing KH, but Smash as well because this little shit will never shut up. Also, why did they give Sora the shitty DDD voice for Smash? What the fuck, Nomura?
It's because he's, like, small. They couldn't give him, like, adult Haley Joel doing adult Haley Joel voice. Like, you kind of got to make a younger IMO.
True. No, I agree. And it was probably just the easiest audio for them to grab besides KH3, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows? Charles Barkley says, all the ones that come to mind are from watching Mike speedrun. They can climb walls, and I really don't like what that guy said. I know it's not what Goofy says, but what will we use for buttholes? Always gets me while watching a playthrough of the rando or speedrun.
I have to say it every time.
For context, when you go to Olympus for the first time and they teach you how to air step, Goofy says, what will we use for footholds? Footholds?
Yeah.
But it sounds like he's saying buttholes. Like, no way around it. He's saying buttholes. What will we use for buttholes? Thank you, Swirls. Panda Boy says, same. I use two on a daily basis. Sometimes it's an automatic thing. Also, yelling, light, is a thing I say whenever I see some random light or when I play the game. Panda really walking outside. Light! Castle Oathkeeper says, what do I know? Goofy from KH1. That's true. Goofy knows a lot, though.
I know what to do.
Yeah, I hate when he says that, though.
Because it's always the wrong thing to do.
DV Grant says, A, I'm also on Team 2. It's just too practical.
Mm-hmm.
B, from KH1, the first time Goofy says, and Sam, and in 3D, I am Xehanort from the most distant past. The and Sam one's pretty.
I am Sam.
And Sam. Angel says, I'm me. No, I'm me. I'm me, he says.
Yeah, I feel like the I'm me, he says, it's like,
it doesn't that
seem
one
very applicable, but somehow is still used a lot.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's what we named the meme channel. I'm Mimi, says.
True.
Birdo Jester, as if. So unnecessarily sassy, and I love dropping it on people IRL. Whenever I hear as if, I just think of Zigbar. That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
SP Cat says, if I ever have a strange dream, I wake up Carissa with, I've been having these weird thoughts lately. Wait a minute. SB, you have a strange dream and then you wake up your wife just to say a Kingdom Hearts quote?
Based.
That's kind of fucked up. But I'm also known to walk around our house yelling, "That's not true," and "You're stupid."
Nice.
All right, Billy the Kid Lawrence posted a 5-second audio clip, and I'm frightened.
Yeah, I'm frightened. I haven't heard it.
I haven't listened to it.
Oh, boy, like that. Yeah. Sora.
Mommy.
Oh.
I was not expecting that.
No,
he did say mommy.
I always like when he's like, "It's been an honor, fellers."
Yeah, that one's good. I say that every time he says it in the game.
Yeah, whenever he dies.
What's up, Carl says, one quote that I often say to myself is, "Who knows," but in the voice of Donald. It's from the scene when him and Goofy first meet Sora in Traverse Town, and his whole quote is, "Who knows, but we need him to come with us to help us find the king." It's a very random quote, but it's just so funny to me. Donald says, it's not the same scene, but earlier on in the game, that's when he calls Goofy a big palooka.
Yeah.
And I like that too. Sorry I didn't try to do a Donald voice, but I just can't.
Yeah, it's too hard. I'm not Cage Guides, dude.
Right.
Shout out to Cage Guides.
Mike Kennedy NFL says, I say, "Let's get it," in the voice of Donald Duck when I walk into the gym every day. He does say, "Let's get it." Trapper John says, "Oh, God, there's a lot. Two?" Anyone sometimes says two, I follow up with that. "As if," just like Zigbar uses it.
Mm-hmm.
"You're stupid." "Go on, you just keep running," if someone walks away from me. And on the rare occasion someone says, "When you walk away," I have to interrupt by bursting into song.
On the rare occasion.
Yeah. Tyler Rim says, "Whenever something bad happens to me outside of my apartment, I clench my fist and go, they'll pay for this."
I can see Tyler doing it. That's why I started laughing.
He literally does that.
Pay for this.
Pure Strength Stan says, "Hey, I love to say, I call on the moon's pale light when I do something risky or physically demanding as a sort of reassurance mantra."
Okay.
Syx just sounds so intimidated when he says it in such a calm and collected tone.
True.
B, my all-time favorite quote to say when it blesses my screen is when Mr. Pure Strength Daddy alias himself says, to his longtime comrade and co-gardener, Dylan. The raw emotion and energy the VA put into the delivery of this line makes me weak in the knees to this day. The absolute power he displays when he gingerly places his hand on Dylan's broad, thick shoulders. His power is so unimaginable that us weak-minded fools think he's never going to come back swinging his giant tomahawk wrench sky splitter again. But I know better. This was a sign from Papa Namir himself that he has big plans for this muscly sex machine. He'll be back better than ever in KH4, where he'll be voiced by the ghost of Randy Savage and probably get a giant Keyblade wrench to fuck some shit up with because they're just giving fucking things away now. What was the question again? Anyway, thank you for coming to my TED Talk, and if you'll excuse me, I have more copium to huff.
Thank you, Pierce.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Pierce. That was a classic question of the week answer right there.
True.
That was beautiful.
Certified hood classic.
Jip214 says, mine is basically anything Xemnas says.
Leaving? We shall go together. Are you sure you can trust Riku?
His voice is just so damn sexy, like it's such a good impression to have in your pocket. True. I lean on that one pretty hard. Cage Waterblock says, gee, I just don't know. No, for real, I'm not sure if I actually quote this series in real life. And then
he says, Cap Waterblock.
Well, he adds, it's Riku. They put bugs in him. It's mad funny, though. I say that when the topic of that event comes up, LOL. Zethus says, here, take that. Here, take that. Here, fucking here. Take it. God damn it, here. Kingdom Hearts, Chain of Memory, Sora, mid-battle. For clarification, that was an answer to B. Wildcat Diana says, okay, calm down, Tinkerbell. Me when fighting Shion on the limit cut and she won't stop swirling around in a beam of light. Diana made up her own quote.
Her own.
I love that. Keyblade Spymaster says, Garsh, at least he's honest in a dishonest way. By Goofy in Dream Drop Distance, surprising how often I can quote this. Yikes.
Wait, when does he say that?
I don't remember.
I don't even know.
I just did my best Goopy voice.
Guess we got to fucking replay DDD on stream in one sitting.
Thanks, KSM, dude. What the fuck? Vita says, Axel voice, two! Every time there's two of something. Also, I can't stop seeing Jason's voice saying, I don't know what that. Vetus, I don't know what happened there. I can't see stop. I tried to make it so it didn't look like a typo, but like I'm sorry, I don't know how to fix that. But Jason's voice, let's go. That was my impression of Jason. Could you guys tell the difference? Did you think it was Jason or did you think it was me? Mark Creation Studio says, whenever Xehanort says Keyblade to Ventus as he points at him, I have to not only say it with him, but also point at the screen with him, too. True. All right, guys. Egg a dog is up next, so you already know it's going to be weird. So in DDD, right before Phase 2 of the Ansem fight, DDD has the best Ansem fight, by the way, Riku says some anime things, and Ansem's like, ever the fool boy, and then some other stuff. I kid you not, that line has been stuck all the way in my head for years. It goes so hard. I hear it whenever I fuck up at work or while gaming.
No.
Oh my god! I just almost
harassing.
That
him.
Made me snort, and I almost choked on my own snot.
Oh my god!
Ugh. Egg, what'd you do to me?
Oh my god!
Because I could just picture an egg working at the movie theater, and he fucks up the popcorn. He's like, "Ever the fool, boy."
He's just floating over his shoulder.
Or when I trip on the sidewalk, or accidentally when I hit my shoulder on a doorway. Through all these time losses and style point reductions, Ansem will always call me a dumbass. Thanks, Ansem. Runner-up would be Pete saying, how's about a change?
That's a
if
good
I'm
one.
Listening to any song with a heavy bass drop, I always find myself wishing that they had Pete's line right before the drop instead of whatever cringe non-Pete nonsense is really there. Literally the hardest line in the series. I love it.
I actually have to say it every time.
Yeah, I do too.
Not while listening to music with heavy bass drops, but like while playing the game.
Yeah. Whenever I'm playing Recom, which is admittedly almost never, and I'm fighting my boy Vexen, I have to say, come to me, Iceblade. I don't know how Vexen says it.
Yeah, I don't know.
With him. Vexen is a cool guy, and most folks' favorite characters would either be super dead or never have existed without him. Check yourselves. All right, Egg. I'm timing out Egg right now.
It's Vexen sympathy. I don't know, dude.
Linkido says, that's the power of the Keyblade, whenever I beat a hard fight or something that just annoys me.
Yeah, those are...
The KH1 quotes are really ingrained.
Yeah, the tournament ones are goated.
Snappy Gaming, formerly K-Rain, says, ever start dancing in the shower after yelling, dance, water, dance? Yeah, me neither. But for real, though, when Goofy says, Ansem, and KH1 always stood out to me, and every time I say Ansem like he does. Ram says, Hades' battle quotes in KH2 are hilarious to me. Feel the heat. Is that all you got? Are said in such contrasting ways, their composition together and continuous repetition is hilarious. I often joke with my friends about them, and we always end up dying with laughter. That's true.
Yeah.
Feel the heat.
Is that all you got?
That also just made me think of just Jafar.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is he even saying, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, what is that? Mailman CEV says, in my line of work, having an emergency Gatorade bottle handy is essential, especially during winter. And Mailman, of course, is referencing us talking about peeing in a bottle last week.
Yeah.
Regarding the question of the week, I commonly say, Kyrie, daily, doing to have a daughter with that name.
Yo.
That's based.
That is the goal, guys.
Locke says, when talking to my best friend, we constantly send the no one would miss me scene or you make a good other. Other notable ones I always end up saying randomly is I've been having these weird dreams lately and go into that whole scene or my friends are my power.
No one would miss me.
Pandaluf says, whenever my roommate was playing K3 for the first time, I could not stop myself from saying this might be a good spot to find some ingredients in the weird way Donald has to say in order for you to understand him. Still working on the Donald impression, though, right? I can't do it.
Yeah, I wish I could.
This might be a good spot to find some ingredients. Sean says, I quite frequently find myself screaming, that's enough! Which I'm pretty sure I got from Axel in KH3. And then Mr. Spanky says, ugh, every time dancing or water is being splashed around, I immediately find myself saying, dance, water, dance! and then feel as though I've died a little more inside.
Yeah. It's respectable to mention the fact that you do die inside a little bit every time.
Right.
Because it's true.
It is. Jason, what's your answer for this question of the week?
Dude, there's like so many that I say every single time, but I'm going to have to say I don't even know what he actually says. I don't want to know what he says, guys. So don't tell me. But when Roxas says, Ralph!
I think he says Ralph. I don't know what else he'd be saying.
I don't know, and I don't want to know. But
Ralph! Ralph! Ralph!
The few times I'm playing, like, because especially, like, the fact that in, like, the KH2 rando, you don't even play, like, you don't really even, like, fight shit as Roxas for, like, very long at all, because you're, like, skipping a lot of shit to, like...
Well, he says Ralph in 358 as well, doesn't he?
I don't remember. It's been so long.
I think he does. I think he says Ralph.
I would think so. But yeah.
Ralph!
I love it. It's probably the one that I have to say every single fucking time. As well as the, I'm unstoppable! Like, I gotta do it.
You gotta say it. I said this last week, but obviously, I can't wait to get to sleuthing. No, I don't ever say that. No, Swarls kind of took mine because literally every time I would speedrun KH3, in the...
Oh, I have another one, too.
In the Kingdom of the Fairy Tale Kingdom, as it's now called, after a Marluxia cutscene, Sora says, I really don't like what that guy said. And I always thought that was funny, so I say it every time. And then also, they can climb walls when the monkeys are on the wall. You know, monkeys, the heartless that can climb, they're on walls. And I always thought that was funny.
Well, he's literally running up a wall.
Right.
Like, just running up the wall.
And then another one, coincidentally from that world, that I don't do as often anymore, but the scream that Mother Gothel gives when she's thrown out of the tower.
Oh, yeah.
Every time Jason would speed around it, I'd be like, ah! Like that.
Because you would, like, stop it right as she screams.
Right, yeah. It was. I really enjoyed that. There's
also from that world,
others.
I always have to say, what is it with me and horses?
Yep. I was waiting for that. And then the last one I'll say, because we could go on for, like, years saying these, my life is a chicken pot pie. I really like ones that are memes that don't sound like what they...
It's not actually what they say.
Yeah, he really says, my life is a chip in your pile. You know, if you know Setzer, you know he's a gambler in the game he's from.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really make a lot of sense in Kingdom Hearts 2 when he's fighting children.
He says, my life is a chicken
with
pot
a baseball
pie.
Bat.
Yeah.
So to me, he says, my life is a chicken pot pie. And then you guys named so many good ones. The You're Stupid.
True.
The two, the... this might be a good spot to find some ingredients, obviously.
I'm surprised no one said submit. Like, I don't remember who. Somebody said, like, all of the quotes from him. But nobody
Submit's
literally said
one.
Submit. But I feel like people say that shit all the time.
Submit! I mean, I say, actually, that's a really good one. Because anytime I click a button on the internet
submit.
That says submit,
I have to
I
say,
say
it.
It. So that's actually a really good one that I didn't even think about. Because I often just say, submit! That's going to do it for this week's question of the week. Next week's question of the week comes from Tyler Rims. Kind of a dumb one. If you could have one Kingdom Hearts song playing whenever you walked into a room, what would it be? One song, make a definitive choice. Please, make a definitive choice.
I like it. One song, guys. Like, one song.
Just one song, please.
Like, just one song.
Yes, one song.
No honorable mentions.
No honorable mention. No, well, I was going to say this, but what my real answer, none of that
no
shit.
No meme answers.
You can tell us why it's that song.
Yeah.
But if you mention another song in your song mentioning.
Banned.
Ooh, I was just going to say disqualified from the question of the week, but banned. Jason's banning you.
Definitely
so,
banning you.
One song. Tell us why.
Yeah,
but don't mention
when
another
you enter the room.
You should be able to tell us why that song is the song without having to compare it to other songs.
Yeah.
All right.
Why is it the song?
Anyway, that's it for next week. Episode 16's coming at you hot next week.
And then we only have one more episode until Dark Road.
Ooh, I wonder.
Darn.
Maybe I'm rethinking our plan here.
Motherfucking road.
Should we do a live podcast for the Dark Road release?
Well, we don't know when it like comes out, right?
Right, but
like,
we don't need.
I think the idea is that we would like. I guess not, because typically we would have recorded it before then.
Right. All right, folks. We're fucking doing it. We're doing episode number 17. We'll be live the day of Dark Road's release. I don't know what time yet. We haven't really figured it out, but it's going to happen.
We're literally doing it on the spot.
We're literally doing that on the spot. Jason and I just exchanged looks, and we decided we're doing it. So I hope you will please look forward to episode 16 next week and then episode 17 live on twitch.tv/SuperSpaghettiBro. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. This is Mike signing off. Jason, make sure you announce who you are and then hit him with it.
Jason here, may your heart be your guiding key.
Thank you. This is Mike.
This is Jason. Now fuck off.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was episode... Oh, this is Mike, by the way. That was episode 15 of the Ansem Report Podcast, your longest-running Kingdom Hearts podcast. Thank you to Shane Plunkett and Jesse Wright of Metal Vista Media for allowing us to use Radiant Garden, the theme of the Ansem Report Podcast. We love those guys. Go check them out. Also, people we love are people on Patreon. Right, Jason?
Yeah, dude. Thank you guys so much.
This is Mike, by the way. We love you guys on Patreon. So we're going to list off all of our patrons. If you want to support us, you can go to patreon.com/superspaghettibros. And you can support us that way just like these people do. Just like Famous for Nothing,
Pokemon Trainer J,
Nesquik 502,
Billy the Kid,
Lawrence, Bryn Verd,
Dr. Lambic,
DP Grant,
SB Cat,
Gavdod,
Iron Daddy Sean,
It's Your Boy Woody,
Lisa S,
Mr. Trumpeter 711,
Iron Aggro,
Preferred Whale 6,
Swarles Barkley,
Water KH,
Zach P,
Elbow Juice,
Panda Love,
Frank Berg,
Fabio the Iguana,
Unholy Dolphin,
Vetus,
What's Up Carl,
Lands of Masters,
Regular Pat,
Get Roxel,
Librarian Gamer,
Birdo Jester,
Gyrie's Bro,
Afro Roxas,
Jenny,
Ravistown Junior,
and Phil Games. Thank you guys so much for supporting us over at patreon.com/superspaghettibros. We're working on all kinds of stuff. We're working on a stretch goal right now. We don't exactly know what it's going to be, but we will figure it out and we'll get back to you guys. But we appreciate you supporting and being cool people. We have a very successful Patreon, and it's because of cool people like you.
True.
Anyway, we'll see you guys next week.